أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله العظيم. Our last discussion yesterday, we discussed ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا, that the whole creation of existence and non-existence, death and life, all of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test who will bring the best action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Best by way of ikhlas, by way of sincerity. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant that to us. On the other hand, we find from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expecting of us and what are the criterias by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very famous hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Certainly actions are judged by their intentions. Ulama have written a lot. The gist or one or two aspects that are very important is that the action be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from here we can also see that there are many reasons or there are many intentions that we can make to execute an action. But all those reasons, all those intentions must be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah ta'ala la yanduru ila ajsamikum wala ila suwarikum walakin yanduru ila a'malikum wa qulubikum. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not see your physical bodies. In other words, that is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes into consideration. Your appearance, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take into consideration. What Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes into consideration actually is the actual deed in itself, the motive behind the deed. In the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that the best of lands on the earth is the masajid and the worst are the marketplaces. And how amazing this Quran Sharif is, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of an ill intention, a bad intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these aspects to draw our attention towards it. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the gist of all of it is that the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided that a headquarters must be built in Medina Munawwara to assist them on the onslaught against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What they thought that they will build a masjid. La masjidun walladhina takhadhu masjidan dirara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this in the Quran, and in the terminology of the ulama, it became known as Masjid al-Dirar also, that their intention was destruction. The intention was to destroy. But then again, the action in itself, a masjid, that is a noble action, but the intention behind all of that was the destruction of the deen of Allah, to the extent that they invited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come there and to grace the masjid, to stand and read a salat there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going out on an expedition, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an excuse. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on his return, لا تقوم فيه أبدا. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not ever stand there, do not even go in there. So what was the best of deeds and the best land and the best place on the surface of the earth, but that the intention was incorrect. So sometimes we need to just check our motives. We need to see our intentions. Why are we doing things? But then, la masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built the masjid in Quba. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done, obviously, unquestionably, without any question whatsoever, without any doubt whatsoever, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intention, his motive was for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty. And at the same time, Al-Ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Now here Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show, usually when a person has power in this earth, when a person has all the supremacy, the sovereignty, that person is never found to be forgiving. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all the might belongs to Allah on the one hand, and on the other hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives. As far as our amal are concerned, understand وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ to be like this, that whatever we do, we will never be able to do it befitting the greatness of Allah. We will never be able to do it to befitting the greatness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too mighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all blemish, all fault. And obviously whatever we do, we can never ever do it according to the shan and the status of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that there is no action that can be appropriate, acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also another very important aspect in Ayyukum Ahsanu Amala, that sometimes we carry out these, Allah make us maaf, but then we have this superiority complex. We feel that only we've done, and we look down upon everyone else. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us, in the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, one person had gone to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam with tawbah. He had a life that was unbecoming, a life filled with sins, and now the thought had come to him, the tawfiq had come from Allah, that I need to make amends. So in the heart of one person who was a wali of Allah, he thought, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive this person? Allah will not forgive this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam that, O Isa, say to both of them that they must start their deeds all over again. This person, his tawbah is accepted, all his sins are forgiven, and now he can restart, he can reboot his life. This person, all his good deeds has been washed away because of that ill deed. So he must also start his life again, and he must restart and reboot his book of deeds also, because his everything has been washed out. Allah Ta'ala save us. But these are the kind of sins that we are going through. These are the kinds of challenges, spiritual challenges that we have. So Allah is saying, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. Allah Rabbul Izzat is so great. None of our actions befit the splendor of Allah. But at the same time, Al-Ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Whatever we do with ikhlas, and we present it in the courts of Allah, have the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, and inshallah Allah ta'ala will accept it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another very beautiful example in the Quran. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Such a great task accomplished, building of the Baytullah, and such a simple dua Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam made, Rabbana taqabbal minna. So at the end of the action, make dua of qabuliyat, make dua of acceptance, and inshallah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept all our deeds and all our actions. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.